Shnei noisei keisa shemruni. In other words, two malachim watched me kol halayla, the whole night. In other words, b'schus zeh, that he did not have this nus with that lady, he was zeichet to have a shmira, to have his reward in this world. Omru le, they said back to him, shem advar aver bol yotcho v'nitzalte emenu, maybe a advar aver, maybe a zayna want to live with you when you held back, and for that you had this reward. The tanina we learned, kol habo advar ervel yodoy, if somebody has the opportunity to do his naver, to do his nus, v'nitzal emenu, and you save yourself, you don't do it, is zayson leines, for that the reward is the scham back is, that they'll give you reward. This the pasuk says in Tehillim, giboyre koich, they're very strong, oysa devorah l'shmoya b'kol devorah, Kagoin, who is this going on? Rebbe Tzadik v'chaverev, someone like Rebbe Tzadik. That Rebbe Tzadik tavisa him atrenusa. They look at Rebbe Tzadik once a zayna, a goyish zayna was tevayim to have znus. So Rashi says that she was a strong lady and he couldn't protect himself. She was going to kill him otherwise. So Omalah, he said to her, Choshlili boy, I have a bit heart condition now. For the mitzino, I can't do anything now. Ika midi l'meichel, do you have something for me to eat first? Or malicious, he said back, Ika dove tome, I have a pig, I have some dove tome for you to eat. Or my law, so he said to himself like this, my nafka mino, what should be the difference? The yovid hai, ochel hai, if I'm going to have this nus with her, whoever does nus, I might as well eat pig, it's the same thing. What's the difference, this aveira, that aveira? So, in other words, he learned like Musa, I can't do this. So, shogris tanura, she went to heat up the oven, and Komanchalei, he went and sat inside the oven. No, Shagras Tanura Komanchalei, that when she was heating up the oven to put the Dove Tummy inside it, Solek V'yosa Begavei, Rav Tzadik went up into the oven and put himself into the oven. Omrulei, my high, so she said to him, what's going on here? What are you putting yourself into the oven for? I'm putting the pig in, not you. Omaloshi, he said back to her, the Yovit Ho, Nofo Behov Amonashach. If I would have this list with you, I'll end up here anyway. So I might as well go now. I'll end up in Gehenna anyway. So I might as well now go into Gehenna before I do the Aver with you. Or Malesh, she said back to Reb Tzadik, Iyadi Kulihai, if I would have known that this Aver means so much to you, Leit Tzarticha, I wouldn't have bothered you. So on this, the Pasuk goes, Gibor Rekaya Chayse Tavaroid. You have to be a big Gibor to hold yourself back, not to do this nus with the Zayna. And at this time, Yizaycha, to big Tzchusim. Rav Kana once happened, have a kamazbin dikula. Rav Kana was very poor, and Meili had to go around selling baskets to ladies. Selling baskets, they put the jewelry and the makeup in. His tavisu machinusu, once he met up with the zayna, and the zayna wanted to have znus with him. Omaloh, so he said to her, Ezel ikshiv nafshoi, let me go make myself look nice first. So Solik, what did Rav Kana do? Again, this Zayna Mestam, well, Rashi says, was a strong one, and she would have killed him otherwise. So what he did was, Solik, he went upstairs, as if he's getting, makes himself look nice. Or Kenofa Migra, he jumped off the roof, like to commit suicide. In other words, rather than doing this nus, he wanted to commit to kill himself. So the Kenofa Migra Liari, Christ is closing to kill himself, Makopan, he went up to jump off the roof, down to the ground. Is Osa Elio Anavi came, Kibble and caught him, saved his life. Omalei, Eliyahu HaNavi said to Rav Kana, At rechachton arba mea pasoi, you made me run 400 miles. I was 400 miles away. But when I saw you jumping off the roof, I came fast to save you. What's going on here? So Omalei, Rav Kana said back to Eliyahu HaNavi, Mi gormli, you know what caused me? Did this happen? Like, how come I was a zayna caught up with me? Because I'm very poor. And the only panos I could do is going around selling these baskets to the ladies, and I met up with the Zayn, and that's what happened to me now. So Eliyahu said, if so, Yoyev le shifu the dinri. Eliyahu Anavi gave him a basket full of gold coins, and Meili stopped his old panos, and didn't have to do it anymore. But our koponim is also a tzidkis from Rav Kana here, that he saved himself from having this nus with the Zayn. Rami le Rav Nachman. Rav asked a question to Rav Nachman. Kanan, we had the Mishnah before that says, Eilu dvorm shadam oysa oysam v'yecha perasem l'mazeh. Those mitzvahs, you have some reward in this world, but the main reward, will be in Elam Abo. Elu hein, that's what we have before, kibbut aveng, mitzvah sodom, avor ha-shulam, v'adam l'chaveroi, v'tam adorgan ha-kulam. The main thing is Talmud Torah. Now, the kibbut aveng, the Pasuk says, k'siv l'man yarichu yamecho, l'man yitav l'cho. The gemilas chasodim k'siv, roidev tzaka v'chesed yimtso ha-chayim, tzaka v'chovrin. You'll end up having tzaka, and covered. You receive reward. Running after it. You'll receive tzedak of a chesed. So by going after causing people to have shalom, peace between one another, you'll be zeichet to have reward even in this world. You'll have oichel parasein b'lamazir. B'talmud Torah, the pasuk says, "Ki yuchayecha b'yaruch yamecha." By learning Torah, that will give you an arichas yavim. You'll have a long life. B'shluach hakan namiksev. Now the question is, why is the shluach hakan of this mishnah? By shluach hakan, the Torah also says, "Lamanita v'cho b'rach tiyonim." So listen, Nami, why doesn't this mishnah include this mitzvah of shluach hakan? Gemara says, "Hatani b'shar." He left out some. For the Gemara, "Tani tana elul dvarim." When the Mishnah says "elul dvarim," these things, the yata mata tana b'shar. How could you say he left out some? Elul dvarim is mashma. These are the only ones, and nothing else. Amar Rava, Ravidi Yisavlis. Rava said, Ravidi explained it to me that imru tzadik ki toiv kipri malayim yochelu. What does that mean? The chiyes tzadik toiv yis tzadik sheina toiv. Is there a tzaddik that's good or a tzaddik that's no good? El toiv, a tzaddik here means like doing mitzvahs, or a person that's a tzaddik. He does mitzvahs. So it means like this. El toiv l'shemayim l'briyos zeh tzaddik toiv. The such a tzaddik means something that's good for you and good for Hashem. It's good for people and good l'shemayim. Toiv l'shemayim v'ra l'briyos, certain things that are good l'shemayim, but he's bad to people. Zeh tzaddik sheina toiv, that's a tzaddik that's no good. Ki yotze b'dav ratam, the same way he said the other way. Oil rosh roh. Kigomu yodav yasehu. There's a Rosh Ra, a bad Rosh. For the Gemara, v'chiyesh Rosh Ra, v'yesh Sheina Ra. Is there a bad one? Not a bad one, they're all bad. El Ra l'shemayim v'ra l'briyos. Certain Rosh, he does averis, that's bad l'shemayim and bad to us. He steals. That's called something's Ra. He kills, Rashi says, or Gazlam v'gonav. That's called Ra l'shemayim and Ra l'briyos. That's called the Rosh Ra. Ra l'shemayim v'yena Ra l'briyos. But if it's only bad to Hashem, but not bad to Brios, Rashi says, "Kugoyin a megala royus or mevazel muadim or asaycho chelov." Someone eats chelov. He's only doing something bad to Hashem, but not doing anything bad to us. That's called the Rosh Hashena Ra. So the kids are the same thing by mitzvahs also. These mitzvahs over here are mitzvahs of gemilas chasodim. So you're doing something good to Hashem, but you're also doing something good to other people also. Of all these mitzvahs, kibud avim, gemilas chasodim, avor shalom, and even talmud Torah. By learning Torah, you make it good for the whole world. So such mitzvahs eat parasayim boilam azeh. Mashenken, the mitzvah of shluach hakan, it's only a mitzvah that's good to Hashem. There's no chesed librius. So therefore, that mitzvah is not included in this mishnah. This mishnah is only talking about mitzvahs that's good both to Hashem and good to brius also. There's mitzvahs of chesed that you're doing off for other people also. And by learning Torah also, you two the most, the whole world only exists because of the limit of Torah. So the fact we learn Torah, we keep the whole world alive. That's called, we're doing something, Labrios. That's what the Mishnah includes. All these cases, that's good to Hashem and good Labrios. Then, Haschus Yeshloi Keren, V'yeshloi Peres. Certain Schusim has Keren, has Peres to it. You get some reward here, but the Keren, the main reward is Nalam Abu. Remember the pasuk says Imru Tzadik Yitoyv, and Avera, same thing about Avera also. Avera Yesh LaKeren V'Yein LaPeres. But by an Avera you only have the Keren you get to Gehenim, but you don't have side effects. Peres. Remember the pasuk says Oyla Rosh Ra. If so, V'Yela Mani Mekayim. What does the pasuk say? Vayechlu Mepridakim V'Mitzaseim Yisbo. The mashma that sometimes there are Peres. The Yechlu Mepridakim by Rishoyim. Mashma there are side effects. So it sounds like this. Avera sha'isa peiros yesh la peiros. If the avera you did caused other people also to do averas, that's caused side effects. Rashi says we're going chil Hashem. What's the chil Hashem? Sha'odam choshev oiv avera. An important person doesn't avera, and therefore the acherim lemedim imen lasas kain. Other people look up and say, look at that person. He's a choshev a person. If he could do the avera, I could also do an avera. That's called a tremendous chil Hashem. If the Avera caused Paris, caused other people also to do the Avera, then there'll be side effects also. But Avera, the Avera that only you did privately, nobody else saw, other people do not learn out from it, ain't la Paris. Doesn't have side effects from it. Now, Machshava tell you if you have a good thought, a good Machshava to do a mitzvah, mitzafel amaisin. Something happens that you can't do it, and then this happens, Hashem considers it like it was done.
Shenem the pasuk says, "Od nidbru yiri Hashem ishur yayu va'yakshay v'Hashem va'yishoma va'yikos ha'seif v'zikaron l'fonov liyiri Hashem to the yiri Hashem ulechayish v'shemay." They're just I'm thinking about Hashem. Ma'yu lechayish v'shemay. What does it mean? They're thinking about doing mitzvahs. That means Amar Rav Asi. Afilu choshev adam lasas mitzvah. If a person just thought, had good intentions to do the mitzvah, but venenas anoinus happened, for loy osan, he didn't do it. Still, mala olavakasa kilo aso, the apostle considers it as if he did it. That's a chesed Hashem has, that with our good machshavis, it's mistarach lamaisa. But the opposite way, machshava ro, a bad thought, eina kodesh baruch hu mitzarach lamaisa. Hashem does not put it to the action. He does not consider as if you did the avera. Shenem the pasuk says, "Oven imreisi belibi lo yishma Hashem." If Hashem saw in your heart you want to do something bad, lo yishma Hashem. Hashem doesn't listen to it. Hashem doesn't care about it. Hashem is not going to start for the ma'isa. If so, v'yelamet mani mekayim. What do we do with the pasuk? Hinni mevi alom azir ra pri machshavosam. That mashmi Hashem pays them back bad for the machshav of the bad thoughts they had. That means like this: machshava shoyis pri hakadosh baruch hu start for the ma'isa. If the machshava causes other people to do bad, then Hashem causes that to do lamaisa. But machshava shein ben pri, and the kodesh baruch hu masar for lamaisa. Then Hashem does not bring it lamaisa. So in the case where because of your bad thoughts, other people also did bad because of it, they just want, like you told people, you plan to do bad. And because of that, other people also did bad, then you get punished for it. For the Mara V'yelo, Hod, they said that the post says in the Cheskel, Laman Tofash has based Yisrael B'libam, the Mashma Hashem had it out for Klai Yisrael because of the bad thoughts they had. Mashma, for the bad Machshav alone, it is considered like you did the Avera. So Amr Avachar B'yakav, Ahu B'yavodas Nechav Amur Desiv. There the post is talking about the Avera of Avodah Zara. The Yom HaMakos, we learned, that chamura avoidas kechovim, avoidas kechovim is a very terrible avera. Shekola koifer bo kemoide bechol tera kula. So Saginor means whoever is kaifim, whoever believes in avoidas zara, it's like you've been kaifer in the whole Torah. So therefore, the machshav of avoidas zara is a terrible thing. Like that itself is the avera. Just the fact you think into the avoidas zara. You think about worshiping, you think that you're going to worship avoidas zara, the Hashem makes it like a maisa. You get punished for it. Ulam ula says kerefuna. That is where Hashem makes the machshava like a maisa, like Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna, kivon shavur odam avera v'shanam, a person did an avera once, and then he did it a second time, hutraloi. It's like it's mutter, he thinks he's allowed to do it. For at the Gemara, hutraloi sakotayta, could we actually say, because you did an avera twice, it becomes mutter, you're allowed to do the avera, is it possible to say that? How can you say that? So where it says, ela rather means like this, nasis like heter, it becomes to you as if it's a heter. That's what we're talking about. But you do an avera once and then twice to the person who doesn't even think it's an avera anymore. He thinks it's mutter. So Mele, if a person does it once and then the second time he thinks to do it, we say for sure he's going to do it because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. So there Hashem is mitzvah to machshav to the maisa. Omer Rabbi Avuah, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Noyach le liyodom sheyavar avera b'seisa. You're better off doing an avera privately. V'yal yechal Hashem shomayim v'hesiyah. And do not do the avera openly, that you cause a tremendous chil Hashem, that other people come to learn out from you also to do the avera. Shenem the pasuk says, V'yatem v'es Yisroel koyim Hashem ish gelulov l'chu avoidu, v'achar im einchem shomayim eloi, v'yashem kodesh ilay yischalu. Because don't be mechal Hashem, do it privately. And on this, Omer Rebbe Loi Hazokin, Im Roy Adam She Yitzrim Es Gar Belov. Somebody sees that the Yitzar is very strong upon you. In other words, you have a big tithe to have Znus. Is Yelach Lamokim Shemakir Moisoi. Don't have Znus here in the town where people know you, but go to another city. The Yubashkarim, put on black clothing. As Rashi says, because maybe then you'll be Machnir Yitzar, maybe you won't have to have the Znus there. But even if you have to, be Yitzchas Shkarim, and cover yourself with black. The Yasik Kamashlibachovs, and there do the Avera. But the Ayachal Hashem Shemayim Befehesia, to not do the Avera openly where people will recognize you. But it doesn't mean you have had to do it. Just means if you see and you can't control yourself and you can do this nus here, so rather than do it openly here where people know you, it'll be a tremendous Chil Hashem, you're better off doing it someplace else where you'll be Mamayat in the Chil Hashem at least. Alright, turn over. Moshe says, Aini, it's not that way. But Tani, we learned like this. If you don't have Rachmonis on Hashem, you're not worthy of coming here. Mahi, what does that mean? If you look at a rainbow, it's not right. You're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. If you see a rainbow, you're supposed to look at it once, make the bracha, and that's all, but not stare at it. Rabbi Yosef Oma, Zeo Oivra Avera Beseser. If you're doing Avera privately, to see even by doing the Avera privately, it's a terrible thing. Lekasha, Hod the Moti Kayav Litzra, Hod the Moti Kayav Litzra, Nechanami. If you could have controlled yourself not to do the Avera, so of course you have no right to do the Avera, no matter where you do it, it's a terrible thing. But if the Eitzara again came so strong upon you, you couldn't control yourself, then we're giving you an Eitzah, you're better off doing it privately than doing it openly. Tanan Hossam. Ein makifa mechil Hashem. Hashem does not pay back, like take on credit for chil Hashem. That means, when you do the chil Hashem, you get your punishment right away. Echad shaygid v'yechad meizid. My, what does it mean, ein makifa, and Hashem doesn't put on credit? Of a mazutra, shayn oisik yichen, but Hashem does not make like a storekeeper. It means you buy in credit. It means usually the Averis Hashem waits. Maybe you'll do tshuva and punishes him later. But if you do the chet of chil Hashem, the Hashem pays you back right away. Ma bread the rab normal loyma means tell you, shim hoisa shkula machras. That even if you're 50-50, you scale, and you have a chet of chil Hashem, that makes the scale more litzad avera, litzad choyva. Tana Rabbonim.